Well, it's Friday. Yay, it's Friday. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it's June the 8th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Well, amazing things happening in 24 hours. Stock snapped a three-day losing streak Friday, letting investors recoup some of the losses incurred during a week in which concerns about interest rates rolled Wall Street. Now, you've got to understand that this week there was no economic data being released. There was no earth-shattering analysis by any of the Wall Street biggies, except for a couple of speeches by a few members of the Federal Reserve that ultimately rolled the market. Ben Bernanke started the ball rolling on Tuesday. Dow had a pretty tough week. But today it got it back. Not sure whether Wall Street was spurred by the news that, well, never mind. Dow closed up 157 points at 13,424. NASDAQ up 32 points at 2,573. S&P 500 up 16 points, back over the 1,500 mark of 1,507. Well, with so much giddiness on Wall Street and the strengthening U.S. dollar, it's inevitable that you will have a little decline in the metals market. Ooh, today left a mark. Gold down $14.40 to close the day at $647.10. Silver off 40 cents at $13.06. Was just the other day, it was almost at $14. Platinum off $7 at $1,290. Palladium reversing the trend, closing up $2 at $3.74. The thing that started the ball rolling ultimately was oil. Oil was down $2.16 a barrel to close at $64.70 a barrel. Obviously, why was oil off $2? Well, they had a little cyclone in the Middle East that blew through the Straits of Hormuz. Now that it's blown through, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was. But the big story was the dollar, higher by 40 basis points, close at 82.69. Sit tight, my friends. We'll be right back. Some facts about gold that people seem to forget, but we'll remind you when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and old photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to wear when he was sent home. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
Yeah, sad fact nobody talked about this week.
And there's cans of beer.
3,503 more names to add to a wall in the future. So far for the month of June, averaging 2 deaths a day. Way to go. As far as economic reports next week, the highlights include the Treasury budget on Tuesday. It's always fun to look at how the government manipulates figures. Export-import prices, retail sales, business inventories, and the Fed's beige book come out on Wednesday. Initial jobless claims, producer price index on Thursday, and CPI, consumer price index, New York Empire State Index, net foreign purchases, capacity utilization, industrial production, and the Michigan sentiment report comes out on Friday. So unlike this week where there was no big news, but still the markets were, well, a little volatile. Next week, prepare for the volatility. you know, one of the things that, and I guess sometimes we're not very good at explaining our points. One of the reasons that a lot of people are predicting gold going to many thousands of dollars an ounce is based not on some wistful fantasy, but it's based on real world mathematics, and that supply and demand. And what a lot of people don't understand or can comprehend is the tiny size of the gold market. And so I was happy to post a story up on Republic TradingGroup.net today, entitled The Tiny Size of the Gold Market. Now, the problem when you try and explain the size of the gold market on a radio program is you got to start quoting numbers. And it's always a tough thing to do. Numbers just don't go over well on radio. It's hard to even build a mental image of a number in your head on radio. So I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible. as Jason Hormel did today. And he says, one of the reasons that big money managers and the world's wealthiest people don't understand gold and silver is that human beings, even very, very smart human beings, just do not understand very large numbers nor relative size. Money in the U.S. banks, the M3, which we don't report any longer, is growing at a rate of about 12% per year or more. So in the last 12 months, it grew by about $1.3 trillion. $1.3 trillion, if you can get your hands around it, is $1,300 billion. The world gold market grew this year at a rate of about 1.5%, as the world's gold mines produced about 2,500 tons of gold. And it has been estimated that there is about 155,000 tons of gold in the world total. That is, if you took every ounce of gold from every single country and you put it in a big pile, you would have 155,000 tons. Now, not only do people not understand numbers, but people also don't understand weights and measures. Big money managers must learn how many ounces of gold there are in a ton. Not T-O-N, but T-O-N-N-E. And it's a troy ounce. Gold is measured on the world stage in metric tons, not short tons. In other words, a metric ton is 32,000. Without going into the intricacies, it's 32,000 troy ounces. So how much is 2,500 tons of annual world production worth? Well, you take 32,000 and you multiply it by 80 million ounces. And how much is 80 million ounces of gold worth at today's price of $647, it is worth $54 billion. Big money managers simply don't know these numbers. They also probably fail to account the value of that new gold comparing dollar for dollar. It compares like this. $1,300 billion of new money printed versus $54 billion worth of new gold mined at $647. So the point of this argument is that the United States is not creating Federal Reserve notes at an annual clip of 12%. It is more like 24 times as much. Now, this is hardly a fair comparison, because we are comparing U.S. dollars to world gold production. We should compare total world paper money created and its rates to world gold mining rates. But that's a lot of work, and as you can imagine, doing the math on radio just wouldn't work. But the bottom line is, today we have many confirmations of major gold buying taking place. China announced of not more than 500 tons of gold sales, but really it was confirmation that it is purchasing of gold. It's opening up its markets in Hong Kong to gold dealers all around the world. As we speak, China is the second largest producer of gold in the world. And I don't know what these money managers are thinking, but if they knew about the relative size of the gold market, or if they had any inkling on supply-demand, there's no question As Jason O'Mail puts it, the price of gold should be trading at $2,000 an ounce. As it is, don't get us wrong, gold will go to $2,000 an ounce within the next 3 years. And the unfortunate thing is a lot of people are going to miss their boat because they don't understand this basic fundamental. What we saw take place in the gold market today, and I say this all the time, but I guess, you know, you got to keep on repeating things so people understand it. It does not reflect whether you or I buy a gold contract on the COMEX. That price that you saw today reflects how big, relatively speaking, how big the exchange-traded fund market has become. You've got to understand, in the last few years, the gold market has changed dramatically. This is not the gold market of 5 years ago. We didn't have ETFs 5 years ago, exchange-traded funds. That was the reason why 5 years ago you used to see, if you saw a $6 move, we used to say this constantly, gold year in, year out, never had a bigger move than $6 either way on any given day. And we used to comment on this. Why is it that gold can only move $6 on any given day, no matter what it was? Well, with the advent of ETFs, now we are witnessing $20, $30 price movements in the price of gold on any given day. Why is this? Well, prior to the ETFs coming on board, a lot of these financial institutions couldn't sell their clients gold. They had no way of selling their clients gold. The only way they could sell their clients gold who wanted gold was to get them into gold mining stocks. 5 years ago, gold mining stocks were the worst place to be because of all these hedge books that were involved in the gold mining industry, which, as you notice, a lot of companies are divesting out of their hedge books. Hedge books just simply mean that gold companies were selling future production at current market rates. So long as the price of gold kept on declining, it was fine for the gold mining companies because they could produce gold less than the market value and deliver on their contracts. The only fly in the ointment, obviously, was what happens if gold starts going the other way, which it did, and which obviously caused Newmont Mining, one of the biggest mining companies on the planet, to have to retire its hedge book. In other words, it had to make good on its commitment to the people who bought those forward contracts they sold, and they came to the conclusion it was advantageous to the company to buy up its hedge book to the tune of $500 billion. And Newmont wasn't the only mining operation that did it. They are all standing in line to liquidate their hedge books. The bottom line, my friends, there's not a lot of gold out there. The price you see does not reflect real-world supply and demand facts. So I stand by my statement. Buy gold and lots of it. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People blinded by the light out there. Check through the radio dials today just to see what the sort of general consensus of the talking heads would be on the alleged defeat of the immigration bill. And I say the alleged defeat of the immigration bill because, my friends, I've got to stop doing that. This bill is not dead. It's not dead by a long shot. I know a lot of people are pounding their chests saying, it's the people have spoken. look, these guys, they don't care when the people speak. They're on a mission. They got bigger fish to fry. They've got a North American Union to put together. They've got a unified currency they got to get going. They ain't going to be stopped by the rantings and ravings of a few of the so-called conservative talk show hosts, which, by the way, the conservative talk show hosts are divided on this bill. I didn't know this. But apparently, as I was listening to Michael Medved today, as he was interviewing John Kyle of Arizona, Michael Medved is for the immigration bill. Well, what a shock, what a surprise. But he was chastising those conservative talk show hosts, such as Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, who said he calls them shrills. Andy mentioned to Senator Kyle today that there's only 20% of the people that are opposed to this immigration bill. Anyway, that aside, this is reported this afternoon by, who reported this? Is this a Fox News thing? Yes, it is. Lawmakers who failed Thursday to win a key vote on the immigration reform bill before the Senate said on Friday that they will continue to push the bill forward and believe they could still find a compromise that would pass. We are not giving up. We are not giving in, said Edward Kennedy. When it's recognized by the American people that the Senate has not acted, I believe there is going to be a wave of support of what we have been trying to do. Senator John Kyle. The chief Republican negotiator told reporters today that he believed a list of about 10 amendments would satisfy the concerns primarily on his side of the aisle, and that those could be considered in no more than 3 days on the Senate floor. Kyle called on Senate leaders to give the time to the bill, which in the short term might seem large, but in the long run would seem small. Who will care whether it's an extra 3 days if we can achieve the results that we are talking about, Senator Kyle said. Senator Reid said support for the bill exists across the country despite repeated polls showing growing opposition to the thrust of the bill and many of its specifics, particular on the issue of legalization of illegals. Here now, a guest worker program and chain migration, whatever that means. There's a lot of good things in this bill, Reid said. Oh, yeah, I know, Senator Reid. There's a whole bunch of good things in the bill. National ID cards, Amero, North American Union, money for Mexico. Although I would like to say that it is probably good that this bill dies and goes away, bear this in mind. It's not going to go away. It's going to come back because it is not immigration that they're after. Immigration is the Trojan horse it's riding on, but buried deep inside of this bill, and it's amazing that nobody wants to talk about national ID cards. The only guy that's actually talked about national ID cards in public was Rudy Giuliani at the Republican debate. He was the only one that mentioned it. Nobody else. It's like, oh, no, why did he have to say that? Now we got to start explaining about this national ID card. They are just hoping that people don't figure this out. But it's all there. It's all in the bill. All you got to do is read the thing. It's very easy to read it and see what the Senate's doing on it and find out who the players are. You know, the internet's a wonderful thing, and guess what? There's a website out there called senate.gov. Yes, the Senate's own website. And you can go there and you can click on and you can search around there and you'll find out exactly what they're doing on the House floor, who voted for bills, who didn't vote for bills, who said what, who didn't say what. It's all there. It's all recorded. I was actually quite amazed at their openness to have all that information available. But it's there. All you got to do, go take a look at it. Don't take my word for it. Go take a look at it for yourself. When we return, big stories that were not covered this week. And there were a few of them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
There's a shadow. Why do countries drift to war? Because it's good business. That's why. Look, wars are created by business people. It's good business. It's a reason why, if you look back, every 10 years we have a major conflict. Why is that? Because it's good business. People make a lot of money sending your sons and daughters off to die in foreign lands for no reason, rhyme, or whatever. Here's a little story reported in the British press, not reported in the American press. We'll tell you why in a moment. The arms company of BAE secretly paid Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia more than £1 billion in connection with Britain's biggest ever weapons contract, it is alleged. A series of payments from the British firm was allegedly channeled through a U.S. bank in Washington to an account controlled by one of the most colorful members of the Saudi ruling clan, who spent 20 years as ambassador to the United States. Should I also add advisor to one George Bush? It is claimed that payments of £30 million were paid to Prince Bandar every quarter for at least 10 years. It is alleged by insider legal sources that the money was paid to Prince Bandar with the knowledge and authorization of the Ministry of Defense officials under Tony Blair's government and its predecessors. For more than 20 years, ministers have claimed that they knew nothing of secret commissions, which were outlawed in Britain in 2002. No kidding. Tony Blair today with George Bush was questioned about this, and he said he's not going to comment on it, besides the fact that it was in the national security interests of Great Britain. You see, in Great Britain, whenever you say it's in the national security interest, nobody can say anything more about it. So besides the fact that old Prince Bandar was good buddies with George Bush, what else does this tell us? Well, let's deal with that Washington bank, shall we? What was the name of the bank? Riggsbank. Now, little history on the Riggsbank. Riggsbank is based in Washington, D.C. It's a commercial bank with branches located in the surrounding metropolitan areas and offices, and it's got, obviously, offices worldwide. For most of its history, it was the largest bank in the nation's capital. Ricks had been controlled by the L. Britton family since the 1980s, but they lost control after various corporate scandals and management problems. On May the 16th, 2005, it merged with PNC Bank, which concluded the Riggs nameplate. In other words, it's not called Riggs anymore. I wonder why. Now, this is an old bank. John Tyler, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Dwight Eisenhower, all banked there. The bank actually lent $16 million to the United States government to pay for the Mexican-American War of 1847. In 1868, Riggs provided $7.2 million in gold for the purchase of Alaska. In 1909, Riggs' president formally presented to the U.S. Congress a plan for economic relief. Many financial reforms were implemented as a result of this plan, including the establishment of the Federal Reserve in 1913. Oh, isn't this getting interesting? As for the scandals at Riggs Bank in early 2000, Riggs was beset with scandal and investigations were surprised that so little oversight was conducted involving suspicious international transactions, especially after September the 11th attacks. A bank regulated by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC itself, lost some credibility, especially when other government agencies and the U.S. Senate launched their own investigation and discovered transgressions that the OCC should have cited long ago. A Saudi by the name of Omar al-Boyem housed and opened bank accounts for two of the 9/11 hijackers. About 2 weeks after the assistance began, al-Boyem's wife began receiving monthly payments totaling tens of thousands of dollars from Princess Hafa bin Fasahi, the wife of the Saudi ambassador and Bush confidant. Oh, that's really interesting. Although the FBI and later the 9/11 Commission ultimately stated that the money was not intentionally routed to fund terrorists, investigators were surprised to see how lax the safeguards at Riggs Bank were. Several Saudi accounts were discovered to have financial improprieties, including a lack of required background checks and a consistent failure to alert regulators of large transactions in violation of the law. Many of these transactions involved Prince Bandar personally after transferring over $1 million at one time. And you were worrying about transferring less than $10,000. Following British investigation of the many deals, The Guardian reported yesterday that Prince Bandar would have received $1.5 billion in bribery from BAE Systems through the Riggs Bank. Jonathan Bush, uncle of President George W. Bush, was the executive in charge during this period. Well, that's one story that Rush Limbaugh will not cover. Here's another story Rush Limbaugh will not cover that came out this week that wasn't covered. Because why? Because we are worried about Paris going to jail. Following revelations of George W. Bush administration policy to hold Iran responsible for an al-Qaeda attack on the U.S. that could be portrayed as planned on Iranian soil, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski warned last week that Washington might use such an incident as a pretext to bomb Iran. No, not Brzezinski. He's gone over to the other side of conspiracy theories. No, say it ain't so. Yes, Mr. Brzezinski must have some knowledge of, say, Project Northwoods. Brzezinski was a national security advisor to President Jimmy Carter from 1977 through 1980, and the most senior Democratic Party figure on the national security policy, told a private meeting sponsored by a nonpartisan committee for the Republic in Washington on May the 30th, that an al-Qaeda terrorist attack in the United States intended to provoke war between the U.S. and Iran was a possibility and that must be taken seriously, and that the Bush administration might accuse Iran of responsibility for such an attack and use it to justify carrying out an attack on Iran. Well, after all, what's his name? Putter Putz from the New York Post recently had an article praying that George Bush would bomb Iran so as to get rid of those boogeymen. So here you have two stories that obviously have not made the mainstream media because we've been more concerned with other fluff out there. Is it any wonder that nobody understands anything that's going on out there? When I looked at the news, the mainstream media today, I was beside myself. I mean, this fixation the mainstream media has with stories that have absolutely no relevance whatsoever, and yet when something happens, and they fail to understand why it happens, they can't figure it out for themselves as to why things happen as they do. The whole day today, it was wall-to-wall coverage of Paris Hilton. I mean, it was as, remember when we had the sniper problem in Washington D.C. and we were searching for the sniper, and then they found the connection in California to a house that he was living at, where they were apparently taking target shots at a stump, a tree stump. This was a big breaking story, and so we were there. We were watching it. They dug the stump up. And we watched them put it on the car. And then we watched the car from the helicopter as it was driven to the airport. If they could have, they would have sent up a chase plane and followed the plane back to wherever it went, Washington, D.C., to get analyzed, to find out if it was the same bullets that was used by the snipers. I mean, it was like the O.J. thing. It was exactly like the O.J. thing. Except this was a slow chase, watching Paris Hilton getting driven off to jail. But this is what, I guess this is the mentality that mainstream media thinks that people can comprehend. They can't comprehend anything more complex than this. Anyway, outside of that story, there were many other stories out there today that, and I'm saying, well, why don't we cover, let's say something's taking place in Plainfields in New Hampshire. There's a guy there that's holding up against the feds, and they got SWAT team guys there. They got armored carriers there. It's like Waco all over again. I haven't seen zip, nada, nothing on any mainstream media. You would think this would be of concern to the mainstream media who wants to cover the breaking news stories. Well, they didn't. It was Paris Hilton. And they're most probably still covering Paris Hilton as we speak, showing you pictures of downtown L.A., the detention center. You got Al Sharpton commenting about incarceration and how unjust the justice is. Are these people just figuring out that the justice system is broken? I mean, look how bad. I mean, we should be talking about how broken the justice system is. If you look at what happened with this whole Paris Hilton thing, I mean, in L.A., the sheriff doesn't know what the courts are doing. Courts don't know what the sheriff's doing. It's like the dumb leading the blind down there. No different to Washington, D.C., where you've got an attorney general accused of, improprieties, to say the least. And this is supposed to be, obviously, a country where we revere the rule of law. Well, the mechanism of the people that are running the rule of law, we've got some serious problems. I mean, serious problems. Justice system is a joke. Yeah, you had prosecutors from New York's finest standing up last week telling about the horrific events that would unfold when a homeless black guy was talking to a two-time convicted drug dealer about blowing up JFK. I mean, these people should be investigated. Every single one of those people at the Justice Department should be investigated for that thing. I mean, is this how we're going to obviously fight the war on terror? Set up homeless black people to make stupid statements after they've had a little bit of ripple? I mean, did you see pictures of these people? These people wouldn't even have the ability to organize a bachelor party in a brewery, let alone blow up JFK Airport. But they have to justify, and this is why I always say this, when you create these bureaucracies to attack a problem that's non-existent, after a while they start to have to justify their existence, like the BATF had to do to justify its existence, and hello, we get Waco. Prior to Waco, the BATF was about to be demolished or done away with because nobody could figure out what good they were doing. Any wonder, shock or surprise, soon after Waco, BATF received full funding and it became, as we see it now today, people dressed in black in armored vehicles in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Should be questions. If we are, I mean, if I see this, and you see this, foreigners see this as well. America has turned into a laughingstock. It's a reason why George Bush looked like he was all on his own at the G8 summit. America used to hold a certain amount of respect around the world. Respect is something that you earn over a long, extended period of time. Respect is very hard to earn. But the amazing thing about respect is you can lose respect in a heartbeat, in a flash of light. That respect that took generations to build up can be undermined in a single presidential term. It looked like none of the G8 members, even Tony Blair, looked reluctant to stand with George Bush. And Putin is playing him for a song. Putin intellectually is way above George W. Bush and his stupid idea of putting up a missile shield in Poland in order to protect Europe from an attack from Iran. So Putin pulled out the checkmate card. Ah, listen, you can put it here in my country. Right here in Uzbekistan, wherever it was. Look, it's even closer to Iran than Poland. They have a much better shot at shooting down those missiles. People with Bush didn't know what to do. The only statement, well, it's interesting, we'll have to look at it, which meant absolutely nothing, because as we speak right now, George Bush is in Poland negotiating a missile shield. I say bring on the Cold War again. Those were the good old days.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Yeah, made that mistake again. Trying to stop myself from saying my friends. After watching John McCain say it so many times and sounded so phony, I decided, well, I hope I don't sound that phony. A lot of other stories we didn't get to this week. There was a whole bunch of them. Another sting operation, by the way, took place in Los Angeles that I thought was rather amazing, which was... The U.S. Justice Department undercover agent displayed a Stinger surface-to-air missile in a bugged Hilton, Hilton hotel room in Sacramento, California. The motley crew of would-be revolutionaries began to suspect that they might be victims of a sting operation. Well, they should, you know, when your gut tells you something, you should stick by it. You know, if you think you are... You know, in a hotel room somewhere in Los Angeles and some guy walks in with a Stinger missile or says he can get you a Stinger missile, be careful. Anyway, they weren't thinking about shooting down any planes in the U.S. These were Hmongs from Vietnam. They actually wanted to go back and overthrow the communist government in Vietnam. But now they charged us terrorists. I mean, think of this. These guys wanted to go overthrow a communist government. Now they're called terrorists. It's a crazy world in which we live. Anyway, tomorrow is one of my favorite races. Tomorrow's Belmont Stakes, 139th running of the Belmont Stakes. And as you know, some of you may not know, I have a passion for thoroughbreds, especially babies. These are all three-year-olds. And the unique thing about the Belmont, unlike the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, this is 1.5 miles. None of these horses have ever run 1.5 miles, and they more than likely will never, ever run 1.5 miles. It's a true test of a horse's endurance. And the horse that wins, ultimately, more than likely, will go well on the way to be named Horse of the Year. Now, the thing that I'm excited about tomorrow, on a number of levels, is we could actually see the birth of the super horse. And if Curlin, named after a freed slave, if Curlin has to reproduce his victory from the Preakness, there's no question that he will win the Eclipse Award for 2007 and be on his way to being classed a super horse. However, there is a gray running at 50-1 called I'm a Wild and Crazy Guy. That, well, if you've got a spare buck, throw it on the Wild and Crazy Guy. But I'm looking to see the birth of the new super horse tomorrow. And so I trust you'll have a pleasant weekend, my friends. And we'll do this all again on Monday. Till then, see you, bye. With